Let us turn in our Bibles this evening to the book of Proverbs. And this time I would like for us to turn to chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, and we will begin our reading in verse 14, reading through verse 19. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. In these few verses that I've just read, we see two paths. The path of the wicked in verse 14, and the path of the just in verse 19. What is a path? What is a path? Well, very simply put, it is a way. A way. The writer here admonishes his children not to enter into the way or the path of the wicked, not to go in the way of the wicked. The Lord called it the broad way in his Sermon on the Mount, the broad way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. This man encourages his children, avoid it, the path of the wicked, avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. And he tells us that those who are in the way of the wicked, they cannot sleep. They cannot sleep. They cannot rest unless they cause someone to fall. They eat and they drink wickedness. And the way of the wicked is darkness, verse 19. But look at the contrast between the path of the wicked and the path of the just. The way of the wicked and the way of the just. The way of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. 3 points to the message. First, the path of the just is a person. The way, the path of the just is a person. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way. I am the path. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only persons in this world who are just, the text says the path of the just, the only persons in this world who are just are those who are in this way. That is, they are in Christ. And being in Christ, there is no condemnation. Being in Christ, they are accepted. Being in Christ, they are perfect. Being in Christ, they are justified. The path of the just are those who have the righteousness of God imputed to them. The righteousness of God, the righteousness of the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, his perfect obedience is imputed unto everyone that believeth, and therefore they are declared to be just or justified. Now this Hebrew word which is translated just in our text, it's a word that Abraham used when he was interceding for Sodom. Remember Abraham, he had a nephew living in Sodom. And the Lord told Abraham he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham pleaded with the Lord, interceded for those in Sodom. And first he said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That word righteous there is the same word in our text. Wilt thou destroy the just with the wicked? And then he said, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Peradventure there be 50 just men in the city. And of course, the Lord said he would not destroy the city if there were 50 just or righteous men in the city. And you know how Abraham kept reducing that down, the number down. And we find out there was not 10 righteous men in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that hard to believe? Those were large cities. But there wasn't even 10 righteous or just men in those cities. That's what the Word of God declares. But that word, this word rather, that is translated there in Genesis, righteous, and here in Proverbs, just, it's used more in the book of Proverbs than any other book in the Old Testament. And it is always, always translated by either just or righteous. It's never translated in any other way. So that's the point I want to make. First of all, the path of the just, the path of the righteous is a person. It's Christ. He is the way. He is the path. He's the only way. Now the second point, the path of the just is the person of whom these things are true. The path of the just is the person of whom these things are true. These things that I'm going to mention when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ as the way. Number one, he's the only way. He's the only way. He's the one and only mediator between God and men. The scripture says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If you look back to Job chapter 9, just a few pages back, Job complains, if you please, that there was not one between him and God. In Job chapter 9, in verse 33, Job 9 and verse 33, he said, neither is there any daysman betwixt us. In other words, between him and God. There's not a daysman. And this daysman that Job desired, notice he's one that may lay his hand upon us both. He may lay his hand upon God because he is God, and he may lay his hand upon man because he is man. There's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He is the eternal Son of God who was made flesh. No one else of all the billions of people who have stood on the face of God's earth, there's only one that is able, that is qualified to stand between God and men. And the reason is because he is both God and man. And when we talk about Jesus, we like to refer to him as the Lord Jesus Christ, because that word Lord reminds us that he's God. And the word Jesus, the name Jesus, reminds us that he is man. He has to be fully God and fully man to be the one mediator between God and men.
That's right.
And we know that as the one mediator between God and men, he is the priest, he's the king, and he is the prophet. He is the way, the only way. The only priest who has atoned and made peace with God for his people. And he did so by the blood of his cross. That's what the Apostle Paul writes. And he is a priest who lives forever. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He lives forever, and because he has an everlasting priesthood, he is able to save all who come unto God save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him. He's the way as our King to rule over us, give us power to overcome sin, and to live in this world for his glory and for his honor. And he is the way as our prophet to teach us by his Spirit and his Word how we are to walk, how we are to conduct ourselves in this world, following his example. So when we think of the way as a person, first of all, he's the only way. Second, he's a new way. He's a new way. Well, if there is a new way, that means there had to have been an old way. And there was. But the only person who ever could approach God in that old way was our father Adam. And he for just a very, very short time. But once he disobeyed God, when he was put out of the garden, God put the cherubs there to keep the way to the tree of life with a flaming sword to show that man could never, ever again approach unto God by his own merits or on his own merits. He had the old way. Adam had the old way. But the Lord Jesus Christ is a new way. He said, "This is my blood of the new covenant." The old covenant was made with Adam. It was a covenant of works. And it was made with us in Adam. It's an old covenant. And it was a covenant of works. Pure works. Do this. Obey and live. But the new covenant, the new way, is a covenant of grace that God made with us in Christ. That is, with his people in Christ. This was demonstrated when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, when he said, "It is finished," and the veil in the temple was rent there in Jerusalem at that time. And the veil in the temple being rent showed that the way into the most holy place was now open. In Hebrews 10, the apostle said, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil," that is to say, his flesh. That veil that separated the holy place and the most holy place was a type of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he gave himself as a sacrifice on the cross, we know that it was his body, it was his humanity that was sacrificed. God cannot suffer. God cannot bleed. God cannot die. But the man Christ Jesus, he did all those things. And when he did, he opened up that way into the most holy place. And you and I have boldness tonight to enter into that place. I like that verse. I know you do too, in Hebrews 4. "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." Boldly. We have a right to come. And our right is Christ. Amen. Our right is through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's a new way. He's the only way. He's the new way. Number three, he is the narrow way. Our Lord said, "Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." He's the narrow way. He's the way is so narrow, you know, men would like to make the way broad. Men try that, don't they? And they tell us, well, there's many different ways, but they're all leading to the same end, to the same God. He may be called a different name. Some religions call him this, some religions call him that. But that's completely contrary to the Word of God, completely contrary to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's a narrow way. And number four, he's a tried way. What do I mean by that? He's a tried way. I mean that all who have been saved from the foundation of the world have all been saved in the same way, the same path in Christ. I knew a preacher years ago, and I mentioned this because when his wife was pregnant with their first child, someone asked him, "Are you nervous? You nervous about your wife giving birth to a child?" He said, "Absolutely not." Well, I don't know about that to begin with. Absolutely not. He said, "Now, if I'd been Adam, when Eve gave birth to her first child, I would have been nervous." But he said, "People have been doing this, millions of people have been doing this for years and years. No, I'm not nervous at all." Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is a tried way. And thousands, yea, millions, no doubt, have tried this way and found that it never fails. He never fails. He never fails to save those that come unto God by him. Never. The Lord Jesus Christ is a successful Savior, a suffering Savior, sure, but successful. You see that, don't you, in Isaiah chapter 53. You see him as a suffering Savior, being wounded for our transgressions, but you also see him as a successful Savior. When he sees of the travail of his soul, he shall be satisfied. And number five, he is a safe way. He's the only way. He's the narrow way. He's the tried way. And he's the safe way. Those in him have many enemies. We know that. Those who go in this path, we have many enemies. But all who go in this way are safe in him. We have someone greater even than Greatheart. You know, reading in Pilgrim's Progress, the second part. And Greatheart, he was assigned to conduct Christina and her daughters and Mercy to the celestial city. We have someone much greater than Greatheart to lead us. We have him who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God the Holy Spirit lives in us to guide us, to direct us. And he is like that pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that was above Israel as they went through the wilderness there to direct them, to guide them. So God the Holy Spirit is in every believer to guide and to direct us in this safe way. Yes, we have enemies. We have many enemies along the way, the flesh, the world, and sin. But he's greater still than all our enemies. And the holy angels, they too are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. I don't know if it's true that everyone has a particular angel, but I do know that all the angels are charged with keeping God's children as we go through this world. And the Lord himself, the angel of the Lord. Who is that? That's Christ, isn't it? The angel of the Lord. He encampeth round about them that fear him. We can't see the spirits, just like Elisha's servant could not see the spirits, the army that was around him to protect him, but they were there. They were there just the same. And Elisha was able to tell his servant, "Them that are for us are more than those who are for the Syrians." The third part is the path of the just is as a shining light. One of the several I am passages in the Gospel of John is, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I want you to notice what this text does not say. It doesn't say that the just shines more and more unto the perfect day. It's the path of the just that shines more and more to the perfect day. Some look at this text and they seem to see in it, and they teach from it that the just shines more and more, that he advances in holiness, that he becomes more sanctified as he goes through this world. That's not what the text says. It's the path that shines more and more. And I believe every child of God here tonight, if you've been saved for any time at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you first came to Christ, you came to him as a sinner needing a Savior. But as you have advanced, as you have walked on in your Christian experience, Christ shines more and more to you. His loveliness becomes more apparent as we go day by day. And our need of him becomes more apparent as we walk. And notice it says that it shines, the path of the just shines more and more unto the perfect day. Now in the perfect day, that is in the day of resurrection, we no longer will see through a glass darkly as we do now. The mirrors that they had at that time were made of brass, burnished brass. They weren't very good, not anything compared to the mirrors we have today. And that's the reason the apostle said we see through a glass darkly. We do see Christ, but we see through a glass darkly. But when that perfect day comes, it will no more be seeing him through a glass. It will rather be seeing him face to face. Now we know in part, but then shall I know, the Apostle Paul said, then shall I know even as I am known. The path of the just, the Lord Jesus Christ, shines more and more unto the perfect day. I hope that I've been able to convey what I wanted to from this text tonight. My desire was that we might realize and know that Christ, as we go on with Christ, that he shines more and more. I know that's true in my life. That's my experience, and I'm sure it's true in the experience of every child of God. We see more of him. I see more of him in the Word of God. I look for him in the Word of God, and I see more of him. He shines more and more unto the perfect day. I pray that the Lord will bless this word to us here tonight.